Finding your destiny. Now you, collectively, are Christ's body, and individually, you are members of it, each part severally and distinct, each with his own place and function. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 27. We wonder, what am I to do with my life? What is my purpose here? Does God have a calling on my life? God answers these questions through our natural gifts and abilities. He leads us to our purpose through the natural skills and unique talents He bestows upon us. God-given gifts are the skills a person easily performs without formal training. We derive great pleasure from doing what we are naturally good at doing. If you aren't sure of your purpose, just do what you do well, and then watch God confirm you by blessing your endeavors. Don't spend your life trying to do what you are not gifted to do. I tried to grow a garden and can tomatoes and sew my husband's clothes. I wasn't at all good at any of these things, and I even despised trying. It was obvious God wasn't calling me to grow and preserve vegetables or to sew. But what if no one enjoyed gardening or canning or making clothes? God keeps our world in balance by giving each of us natural talent and pleasure in doing what needs to be done for the good of everyone around us. We know we are operating in our gifts and calling when what we do ministers life to others. If what we do makes us miserable and fills us with a sense of dread, it's possible we are not in God's perfect will. God gives us peace and joy to let us know we are fulfilling His perfect plan. I encourage you to look at what you enjoy, what you're good at, what God is giving you grace to do, and then let God be God in your life. He wants to flow through you in many different ways, but it may not be the same way He flows through others. Trust His ability in and through you, and don't be afraid to be unique. Willpower, the fair-weather friend. But I say, walk and live habitually in the Holy Spirit, responsive to and controlled and guided by the Spirit, then you will certainly not gratify the cravings and desires of the flesh, of human nature without God. Galatians chapter